Simmons, hang on, Mohamed Oman is getting alongside him. Oman has got past him. Gold for Ethiopia, silver United States, bronze for Djibouti.
That was the moment American 800-meter runner Nick Simmons won the silver medal in this summer's World Track Championships in Moscow. Simmons dedicated his medal to his gay and lesbian friends in response to Russia's crackdown on its gay community. Now, this outspoken athlete is taking on another controversial issue: gun control. Simmons is calling for a nearly universal ban on assault rifles and handguns. Writing in his Runner's World blog, Simmons says police and military personnel should be the only people allowed to use the weapons. He joins us from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon to talk about it. Nick Simmons, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So first of all, in the magazine, there's a picture of you holding a shotgun. So apparently you've been around guns all your life. Why are you calling for a ban right now?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I was raised in Boise, Idaho. I come from a long line of hunters. Hunting and being responsible with guns is something that's very important to me. You know, that being said, owning guns that are made to kill other human beings is not something that I've really been raised with. I do own a handgun, and I said in my blog with Runner's World, I would gladly hand in that handgun and all my other guns if I knew that doing so would prevent every gun-related homicide in America for the rest of our existence. And for someone to tell me that they wouldn't do that, I can't imagine.
Well, you know, your call for a ban on assault rifles and handguns for everyone except police and military, I have to say, is even more extreme isn't the right word, but it's even more ambitious than even most gun control advocates have been calling for. Why take it that far?
Honestly, I can't hear a good argument from the side that wants no gun control at all. If they could give me a good argument, I am a gun owner, and you know, I consider myself an independent voter. You could sway me if you would at least give me a decent argument. But the only argument that I've heard thus far is that the founding fathers wanted us to have guns, which, you know, is obviously, I would argue that they didn't have assault rifles back then when they drew up the Constitution. And handguns, you know, they say that they need them for protection, and that if we called for a ban on handguns, then the criminals wouldn't hand theirs in. So I simply say to that, okay, then we raise the the minimum term for being caught with an illegal weapon to life in prison, and no one's going to walk around with a handgun. And these are not original ideas. There are dozens of westernized countries that are doing the same thing all over the world, and they're much, much safer societies for doing so.
Now, Nick, in Runner's World, you write about the fact that you traveled to Los Angeles International Airport on the day that a TSA agent was shot and killed, which very recently happened. First of all, describe when you got there to LAX. What did you see?
Yeah, that morning I woke up, my mom actually called me. She was crying on the phone asking me if I was okay, and I had no idea what she was talking about, so I turned on the news and sure enough saw that there was a deranged gunman with an assault rifle going through LAX and shooting people, and it actually killed a TSA officer. That afternoon when I tried to fly out of LAX, we weren't allowed to drive up to the terminal, so I had to park my car at Dollar Rental and hike 2 miles from Dollar to LAX. To try to go through security. And I just couldn't help but look at the TSA officers, who are really hardworking men and women, in a somewhat unglorious job, and just wonder what was going through their heads, knowing that one of their compatriots, one of their colleagues, had been shot down that morning, and that it just as easily could have been them. For me, I'm on the road 9 months out of the year, and I'm flying, you know, every single week. And one of the only places I feel really safe is on the other side of that security, because I know that not everybody's walking around with a gun, and I just don't think we need to be a society where everyone should be walking around with a gun.
Now, Nick, if I may, I'd love to ask you about the endless controversy when it comes to athletes who speak out on political issues. I mean, where do you fall on that? You have spoken out before. For example, when you won second place, you had that second place finish in the 800 meters at the World Track Championships in Moscow this summer. You dedicated your medal to your gay and lesbian friends in response to Russia's crackdown on the gay community there. So do you feel like that it's your duty as an athlete to speak out on political issues?
I don't want to say that it's anyone's duty as an athlete to do anything except their job as best as they can. My job in Russia was to win a medal for the United States of America. Having done that, I saw an opportunity to use this platform that I've been given to maybe speak out against something that I saw was unjust. You know, for me, it makes me energized about my own career to know that I'm training day in and day out to represent my country and to win medals for them. but also to help further causes that I think are very, very important.
Well, I wonder about exactly that point that you are representing when you run internationally, you're representing the United States. Have any people come to you and said, you know, because of that, they disagree with your willingness to speak out on political issues? And they say, you know, hey, politics doesn't belong on the track in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. And they've said, you know, you're an athlete. What makes you qualified to speak out about anything? Or some people have gone as far as to say, I'm a disgrace to America and I shouldn't be allowed to represent the country because I can't keep my mouth shut. And I just laugh at these people. The First Amendment, well, let's get a Second Amendment aside. First Amendment is the right to free speech. And as an American, I'm going to exercise that right domestically and internationally, barring getting arrested in Russia for speaking out against their laws where my First Amendment doesn't necessarily apply.
Have you heard from people about your writing on guns?
There's more comments on that blog than I think any other column written for runnersworld.com. Too often, you know, athletes go into a press conference and are asked difficult questions and they say, no comment, no comment. And I never wanted to be that kind of athlete. I have opinions on everything and I have logical reasons why I've come to those conclusions and formed those opinions. And I'll give you my opinion and I'll tell you why I feel that way. So nothing's off limits for me. I enjoy having that conversation with the media and I will discuss any topic with them.
Okay. So since nothing's off limits for you, you'd never tell that to a journalist. It opens the door open. But let me ask you about a little bit more about Russia and the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi there. I mean, there has been talk. Some people have called for the United States to boycott the games because of, that crackdown on the gay community there. Do you advocate that? Do you agree?
You know, I'm a little bit biased as an Olympian who knows how hard these winter athletes have trained to compete and represent their country. I'm not for a boycott, and I also don't know if a boycott necessarily accomplishes what the people boycotting are trying to accomplish, as we saw in the 80s. What I would advocate for is the athletes coming together and in a meaningful way displaying their displeasure with the law. You know, for me, it was straddling that fine line between breaking the law but also being respectful to the host country. So I felt that the way I did it was respectful enough and to the point of not violating the laws that they had set up. But at the same time, I was able to you know, use that platform that I've been given to voice my displeasure with the way that they were trying to control their people.
Hmm. Well, that's American middle distance runner Nick Simmons. We'll link you to his Runner's World piece about gun control at our website, hereandnow.org. Nick Simmons, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.